The bill will allow Iowa law enforcement officers to take away firearms from anyone who's been convicted of domestic violence or who's under a no-contact order as a result of domestic assault. Federal law already bans gun ownership by domestic abusers. The bill's supporters say a state law is needed, too. Waterloo Democrat Deborah Barry managed the bill on the floor of the House.
The bill is about victims and not firearms. And I like to repeat that. This bill is about victims and not firearms.
Here are some of the statistics supporters cited. Since 1995, 205 Iowans have died through domestic assault, 114 of those involved guns, and backers say taking away firearms will prevent more harm. Supporters say seizure of firearms would only occur after both sides go to court, and an offender would have to turn over his weapons only if he used actual physical force in the assault on the victim. But Western Iowa Republican Matt Winchittle took an entirely different tack. His family owns a gun shop in Missouri Valley. He says taking away an offender's guns isn't the answer. Putting a weapon into the victim's hands is.
People are being abused, all right? They do not have the necessary tools in every case to defend themselves.
Instead of a weapons ban, Winchittle proposes self-defense classes for domestic violence victims in all of Iowa's 99 counties. After completing the course, the victim would get a sales tax break to buy a weapon for herself. Republican Dwayne Alonz of Hall in far northwestern Iowa, a retired National Guard officer, thinks Winchittle's on the right track.
It is a fresh way to look at a situation that does have a lot of problems right now, and I don't believe that the current laws that we have are really doing the job of protecting the women.
Alon says if a victim is able to defend herself, it's a deterrent to violence, but majority Democrats sharply resisted adding another weapon to the mix. Alon's offered an unsuccessful amendment to give the offenders their gun rights back after a year. The bill suspends the firearm ban only after a no-contact order is lifted. Another minority party amendment would have cracked down on any alleged victim who provides false information to receive a protective order. Representatives from law enforcement and the Attorney General's office looked on as the debate heated up. Susan Cameron lobbies for the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association. She says Iowa police officers are already enforcing the federal law, collecting guns from domestic abusers.
Because I do hear about the weapons that they're storing now. I hear a lot about that and the costs related to it. I just heard an example the other day of another county that from one of these domestic violence no-contact orders was taking in over 20 weapons.
But Cameron agrees there would be more enforcement with the new state law since the bill spells out clearly who police should go after. She stresses law enforcement officers want the law because they think it would be good for victims. And she says officers see those victims up close more often than you think. The bill will go back to the Senate if the House approves it. The Senate will have to agree to some changes before the bill goes on to the governor. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.